You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the How to Nerd podcast, your guide to all things nerdy. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living, and I have my two incredible co-hosts with me, starting off with the middle.
I'm Roxy Hayes.
It never works. I even tried a different, more energy setup,
and it didn't work.
You gave it real energy. I really, you were like, I'm going to try to match what I think she's going to do.
Yeah.
And you did it perfectly.
And it still landed so flat. I don't know what happened. We want to do it again?
No, please don't.
Roxy Hayes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And my other co-host at the end, talk to me, brother.
Yo, this is Brennan Edwards. How you doing, fam?
I'm feeling good, brother. I'm back from Japan. Had a blast over there, brought the family out with me, bought a lot of collectibles, toys, a lot of sugar, bought a lot of like candy over there too. Sounds like you. Yeah, man. They have different flavored Kit Kats over there that we do not have.
Wait, what?
Their strawberry cheesecake Kit Kat, banger. Their strawberry alone Kit Kat, banger. The cookies and cream Kit Kat, that was a banger. Salted caramel one.
Wow.
Oh, I brought them all back, so I'll make sure to bring more next time.
Please.
For everyone.
Thank you.
That would be so delightful. Thank you so much.
That was for him, not for Roxy.
That's crazy.
Woo!
See how I'm nice?
Today's topic, guys, is about the one, the only, the iconic cartoon character who helped raise a generation, and actually more generations
after that,
Scooby-Doo. Yes, clap it up for Scooby-Doo.
That is so loud.
Roxy, why
are you encouraging her to clap?
Man.
Like, she's going to break the mics.
I felt like I just had to get it.
Stop it.
Jesus. We'll get into that in a few short minutes. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, share across all socials of everything we're doing here at the How to Nerd podcast. But before we get into everything Scooby-Doo, we got a pop quiz. Can I get these boards and these markers down here, Brennan? Yes, I love when we do these.
I do not.
I love it. It's so much fun.
Brennan, you should be happy because I didn't make this Brennan specific. They are all brown.
You said you...
I almost made this a Brennan specific question.
You should
have. Man, when that Malcolm episode comes out...
Oh, my God.
I don't.
All right, today's pop quiz. In the spirit of today's topic, Scooby-Doo, our question is, if everyone's current face was a mask, what would be underneath when you pulled it off? If everyone's current face was a mask, what would be underneath if you pulled it off? Okay.
Do yourself too.
Okay. Okay, so Roxy, and put an R.
Are
right
we doing
here.
All three
yes,
of those?
If everyone.
Oh, okay.
So Roxy. Do every person.
Yeah, this one's dry. This one's dried out. Roxy. Okay.
Brandon.
Put B right there. Relax.
Cleo.
I don't know how you talking to me today, Mr. I just came from Japan. You better watch
Get your microphone.
Yeah. Go need you one.
Get your microphone, Roxy.
Roxy, microphone.
You better watch your tone.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Baka.
What would be underneath Roxy's?
Stupid.
What would be underneath
Roxy's?
Baka, you know.
RBK, isn't that a serial killer? Did I just make that up? RBK?
I think that's something you're making up.
I'm okay. That's your mask.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I know. Brennan would be. All right. How's everyone looking? Everyone good?
I'm ready.
You ready to go?
Roxy's busy laughing. She had one thing written down.
Yeah, I did.
She really tickles herself.
Let me see. Roxy, look at me for a second.
I don't want what? No.
Roxy, look at me dead in my eyes for a second. Yeah, okay. Got it.
Okay,
all right.
I got some for you too.
Yo, that setup was great.
All right.
I don't know what he's about to do, but that setup was fantastic.
All right, just wanted to make sure I was on point. Brennan, you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's start with you. Let's start with the one and only Brennan, man. If everyone was to take off their current face and that was the mask, what would be underneath?
All right, so I'll start with myself.
Okay.
So for me, you know, if you haven't seen the show My Hero Academia, the main character's name is Midoriya. So I'd say that's my mask, underneath my mask. And there's a lot of reasons for it. Mm-hmm. The biggest reason is that, you know, I was very emotional, picked on child that did not have self-confidence. And so there was tears and, like, a lot of emotions when I was younger.
Aww.
And just like Midoriya in season one, like, he was just a crybaby, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But his heart's always in the right place. He always wanted to be something bigger. And then he ends up being that because of what others have given him.
Right.
And he also isn't able to be who he is without the people around him.
True.
And so that's who I believe I am now.
Oh.
You know, so that's where I'm at. And, you know, part of y'all are part of that team too. So I appreciate y'all.
Hey.
I need to rewrite what I wrote.
Wow. Okay. No, you won't need to write anything.
No,
speaking
bullshit.
Of Roxy, is you guys seen Family Guy?
Of course.
You know, the guy who has the very gentle voice that talks like this.
The pedophile?
That's Roxy.
Herbert the pervert?
There we go. That's his name. I didn't know his name.
That's one for you.
All right, so that'd be Roxy. That's,
oh, I'm not erasing
you take it
shit.
Off.
And that's I ain't erasing nothing.
That's what we're going to do.
I wasn't even as mean I mean, as it Cleo, could have been.
Cleo's laughing, but...
I can actually see you.
Right?
Herbert the pervert.
And so for Cleo...
Get your fat ass back
And so for Cleo,
here.
I had to kind of like take away... who we know him as and just like what his actual interests are and like how he lives his life.
Yeah,
and I couldn't think of a person for this, but more of like an archetype of like a person. Mm-hmm. And so it's more so just like a rich Japanese woman.
Oh.
It's kind of like what I have for Cleo.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you were to take away all the things.
Wow.
You know, you like to get dressed up.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you like to get dressed up a lot.
Ooh, you do.
You know what I'm saying? You were
like
at home
one.
In Japan.
Mm.
You love
true.
All things Japanese culture by far.
True.
You know, you're exceptionally particular and detail-oriented.
Very true.
You ever been to his house before, you'd know.
Oh, true. He
he's exceptionally no. particular and detail-oriented.
He's super light-skinned.
He's
very,
yeah.
very fair-toned. I don't know what that has to do with this. And also his demeanor is like, if the cameras aren't on, the lights aren't on, Cleo's to himself. You know what I'm saying? He's keeping things to himself,
Looking
just like
tea.
That Japanese culture typically denotes, is just like you're very humble and keep it together until it's time to show out. So that's why you are a rich Japanese woman specifically.
Yeah.
He's laughing because he knows this.
Yo,
I
love
with you
the connection.
Often, but no, I agree.
I love the connection between that. So thank you for calling me a older, rich Japanese woman.
You're welcome.
Do I get a nickname? Can we have a name for her for that portion of me?
Well, I mean.
Cleo-san. Cleo-san.
Cleo-san.
Would it be Chan?
No, Cleo-san.
Cleo-san.
Cleo-san. For woman?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Chan.
San is just honorific. Chan is like a young woman.
Stop using
right?
words you don't know. The word
you don't
word.
Know just because you
don't
went.
Know what the
you
fuck
don't know
because
you went. I don't know what honorific
can we just, is. Can we just get to your words?
Go to your words.
Just get to your board. Go ahead. You're next.
All right. So I don't even feel shit bad.
Start for yourself. Start with yourself.
As myself, I would be an angel because that's who I am on top and underneath. If Brennan took his mask off, he would be a likable person. And if Cleo took his off, he would be an actually nice person. Which means the outside people think is nice, but maybe underneath you would actually be nice. What I'm saying is you're full of shit. So that's what my thing
Damn.
Is. So go ahead. Shut up. You called him a fucking lady of the night.
A rich one.
I just said.
I said a rich one.
I just said he might actually
I didn't
be
say
nice
he was,
on the inside.
You said he's. You said he would actually be a good person on the inside. I was saying that he's a good person. He just is in the wrong place,
hey,
in the wrong body.
This
like,
is
that's
insane.
All I was saying. I said he's in the
this
wrong body,
ugly.
But still has a wonderful
this
person.
This got fucking ugly.
Yeah,
good
right?
God.
You
want to
revise what you got for Roxy?
No, he looked in my eyes and cackled and then wrote more.
Yeah. No, I'm going to keep what I had. It won't even be a lot. Like, it's not going to be a full breakdown description like what she just gave
me. I didn't even
it won't.
What you got? What you got,
I'll
Cleo?
Start with me, man. If you took off my mask right now and I took, boom, face gone. I'm just Mickey. I'm just Mickey.
Mickey Mouse?
Yep.
Oh, because he's the face of a... Never.
But not the Mickey that the people have always seen. Not that Mickey. The Mickey who has a cigar in his hand in his office and is buying up everything.
You want me corporate?
Money Mick.
Oh, you are. That I mean,
Cleodore has spoken.
Money
yeah,
Mick.
I told you. I'll be telling you.
Yep. Brennan, I just went with Krillin with a tan. It's just Krillin
with a
tan.
We should have, I don't think we should have a microphone to hippie.
I think it's just Krillin with
it.
A tan.
Why not?
If we were just to take that off, no more glasses.
So I'm the most powerful human on this planet is what you're saying. I'm the most powerful human to ever live. Just want to make sure that's what
you're
saying.
But you hang around everyone who
the aliens.
Only protects
you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
but
you don't really...
I'm so dope as a human that the
that's
aliens that came down that destroy human, that destroy entire like galaxies,
right?
Like befriend me because
right.
they're like, yo, you're the strongest of your entire
or
race.
Or do they know you're the easiest to talk to?
I'm very easy to talk to. I agree.
There it is.
There we go.
Great. And when Roxy takes off those braids, Roxy takes, you know, removes that cake of makeup she has on.
Cake?
She would simply be Ursula.
Oh!
Oh! Ho, ho.
You know what's
Yo,
funny?
Yo, that's
you know
good.
What, and I snatched souls.
That's so good.
I snatched
good.
These whole souls. Look, lady, I don't know who
wow.
you're talking to like that, but you poor unfortunate soul, you better watch. You better fucking watch it. Get that shit off. I snatched you. Give me that fucking marker. cut this segment out.
And that's what our pop quiz starts off today, man. Oh my God.
Poor unfortunate soul.
Great times, man. That was amazing. That was great. That question. Was a great breakdown, man. Before we get into our big, big topic of Scooby-Doo today, we got to ask each other, what are we nerding out about currently? Brennan, what you got, man? What are you nerding out about?
You know, I've actually had this military theme going, so I'm going to keep it going, is that I learned a little bit about, I've been nerding out about World War II.
Oh.
And just kind of like, just thinking about like, we didn't live through it, so we didn't realize like how actually it was not. People during the war, nobody knew who was going to win. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like the Axis powers was balling. You know what I'm saying? They won battles. Like there was the Battle of the Bulge. We got our asses whooped. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So learning about stuff like that, as well as learning about just like the, I like learning about like the unconventional war tactics. So like there was a secret platoon, or what they call it, the ghost platoon that the U.S. government had created that was an actual thing where what they would do is they hired a bunch of actors, like theater people and stuff like that. Very small platoon. And their entire job was to act like a bigger one or show that they're a bigger platoon. So for example, you know, you think that like, oh, we're about to storm the beaches in Normandy. And so like there had to be a lot of like decoys and saying we might actually go into Italy or we might actually go into the UK or wherever they might actually go. How do you make them believe that that's that? They had blow up tanks in cars. They had like giant speakers that would make the sounds of like military stuff moving that would they would just blast out and make it seem and look like they have an entire company of people there. And an entire company is thousands of people, but it'd probably be like 100 of them.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah, so it would be psychological warfare. It's like misinformation campaigns. You know, things like that. Or like there was one time where they took a dead body of somebody and they put a bunch of papers on him, like, and they dressed him up as like a sailor that was in like a high ranking sailor that died. And they floated them off the coast of Spain, and so that the Spaniards would find them and then find those papers, think they're real, and think that some kind of invasion was going to happen, and it didn't happen, and they invaded somewhere else.
Jeez,
you know, things like that, where they're just like, like doing like that kind of shit, where it's just like you realize that people were really crafty back then. People are very crafty, and that like these are the kind of ways, the tactics that we were using to be able to win were super underhanded. And I mean, in the German, I mean, the Germans were doing the same thing. Yeah. So I also learned that. On their side, they had native English speaking Germans that would infiltrate like towns where military, like where we already had won, we had already taken these towns or whatever, but it was a bunch of military presence there. They'll infiltrate those towns and they would just do shit to cause chaos. They would just show up and just be like, we're gonna switch these street signs in the middle of the night and doing stuff where it's just like nobody knew where they were going. So like military people would get confused, and it got so bad that it confused our own troops so bad that they would start quizzing each other about American like pop culture stuff. I don't like that tie together. But they would do it so bad that it like made us that we were questioning ourselves, and like, that caused some real issues internally for the military, because like, well, they sound like us. Like, how do we know who's who? How do we know you're actually in the military or not? Because it's so, you know, when they show up and take over a town, it's like there's 50,000 of us here. Yeah, there's no way anybody's gonna actually know who's who.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, the meeting's over there. It's like there's no meeting over there.
War room tactics are wild, bro. When we look at like, you know, Game of Thrones stuff and seeing them always being around this board and moving the pieces, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was going on. And then I know there was something that just came out regarding the draft.
I heard about that. So, what happened is, you know, people who don't understand how the U.S. government works is that you have to have something pass the House, the Senate, and then the president has to sign it for it to become law.
Yeah.
So right now, the House passed a law that says that anybody from the age of 18-26 will automatically be registered for a draft. Instead of now, how it is that you get registered for a draft when you register to vote. For if you want the right to vote, then you also have to be in the draft. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way it works now. And so there's a part of a House resolution. This is only a part of, like, a bigger bill. Says that everyone's going to be put into the draft. And so it has not passed the Senate yet. So it was a big deal that it passed the House. But the Senate, I mean, it's the House and Senate are so different. I personally don't know if it's going to pass or not, but it's very difficult for something to pass both houses. Even more difficult for a sitting president to pretty much instill a draft right during an election year. You know what I'm saying? Bro. So I'm just saying, like, people are a little bit worried about it, but I'm not. Like,
man, send Roxy in there. She'll be all right. Hey! Roxy, what are you nerding out about?
Just
not going to
hit him with them claps.
They're not even that loud. Y'all are dramatic.
My ears hurt.
So actually, it's funny that you brought up Ursula earlier, because I was just in a drunk musical.
Wait, so Roxy can hit them so actually, and nobody says shit? Just want to make sure.
Well, I said so actually, not well, and I didn't push up my glasses. So actually, yeah, I was in a Disney.
You were in a Disney what?
I was in a drunk, it was a drunk Disney musical. It was a drunk musical.
So playing who?
Different music. I was Sebastian.
I'm very upset with that
the crab?
I'm you very upset with that cat. Who was in charge of that
cat? Do you have a Jamaican accent?
It's so bad. But it's a drunk musical, so it doesn't necessarily have to be good. But I killed that shit.
Who didn't hire you as Ursula?
Stop it.
That's such a good question. I agree. Such a weird they should totally casting. Be fired. I fully agree.
The other girl was good.
I'm sure she was, but she wasn't Roxy as
the
Ursula.
Flute played the flute.
You would be.
So, yeah, we'd be drinking and smoking on stage. So, but I went back and I was just listening to to all the Little Mermaid songs. And they're really good. So I just kind of went in a Disney dive. I do that every like 3 weeks.
She is sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her.
I don't think
I've
heard you sing. Keep going.
And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You want a Keisty girl.
Hey.
Yeah. You want her. Look at her. You know you do. Possible she wants you to. And there's one way to find
I'm
out.
I'm surprised he knows the record.
He knows like 90% of the words.
No, the reason I know this, that particular song, is that my brother and I heard it as adults one time. We're like, this is the creepiest song.
It is a very creepy record.
Yeah, you want her. Look at her. You know you do.
Like, he,
possible she wants you to. And there's one way to find out.
Remember, she can't talk. He's trying to get
I understand
them
to that.
Kiss.
But I'm just saying, imagine like, imagine teaching somebody
you
like.
You don't know why and you're dying to try you wanna.
Kiss the girl.
Sing with me now. When my voice is still.
You like that? You like that? I got that. You see that? Yeah, yeah, we did it. I appreciate it.
When the live action was coming out, I know that there was something online. I was like, how are they going to do Kiss the Girl in this new era? I was going to be like, they were going to simply just say, ask.
It's like, yeah, because she could not.
Consent. Exactly. The whole record just going, just boom, ask.
She could have nodded. She didn't.
Yeah. She did not.
He just took that shit.
She was like.
In the movie, he just took that shit.
No, that little Bob, when she guessed his name, when he guessed her name, she was like. Guessing all the
he
names.
For the name? Record.
Yeah, he was like, you remember Sebastian was like, Ariel. Her name was Ariel.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I just know
I
that song is creepy.
Go
record.
Back and watch it.
I gotta watch that record.
Yeah, he said her name.
He's trying to create a Pepe
Le Pew.
And
then they didn't even kiss because remember the Flotsam and Jetsam flipped the boat.
Yeah.
So they didn't even kiss, so he, you know, it didn't even matter.
Then your ride or dies right there, yeah.
I'll beat your ass. Yeah, I've been working on this Ursula cosplay anyway. Now I'm going
to
do it.
I can't wait for you to do it. But you're nerding out about your drunk and high Disney play.
Don't, like, care. But yes, it was. It was really fun. But I never saw the live action. I'm not a big fan of, like, live actions, period.
Okay.
So they were playing some of the songs from the live action. And it was one that we ended up having to do. It was the Scuttlebutt song. Have you seen it?
It's a newer one, right?
It's in the new one.
Yeah.
It was where the bird and...
Awkwafina?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, I'm not going to be honest, that's why I was like, I don't want to hear the soundtrack. I'm not a big fan of her voice acting. So yeah. But the song was actually pretty dope if someone else did it.
Got it.
So yeah, I really like that. I like some of the Broadway songs and stuff too. So
A lot of stuff. Okay. My end, I'm just starting out.
Hey, clip him singing. That was crazy.
That was great.
Do you like my singing?
That was dope.
No,
I didn't know you know the records.
You did it.
I didn't know you would know the lyrics. I was like, he knows the lyrics?
It was so soft.
Yeah, I sang it gentle into the mic. You know? I was trying to like, I honestly was like, let me make this as creepy as possible. Yeah. And y'all, the first verse, you're like, oh, okay. The second verse, you're like, oh, yeah, this
and
is creepy.
Once you picked it up, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, you want her. Look at her, you know you do.
Now it's French. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's Lumiere. Yeah. Lumiere comes over.
Yes, you want her. Look at her. You know.
God, Cleo,
oh,
help.
For me, I've been nerding out about Game of Thrones. Of course, we got the House of the Dragon that just returned.
Bro, you're dancing in that video.
Oh, yeah,
you
that
were
was
dancing?
Funny.
It's
that
so
funny.
Epic.
Yeah.
No, Cleo gets it in. You didn't see it? He got the wig put in and he was just...
Very West Coast with it.
I did not.
Oh, my God. No, I give it to Cleo. You was getting it in, bro.
It was fun, man.
You know,
it was
people
fun.
Were trying to come in for you a little bit in the comments. I was looking.
Let them come. All right, bro, the fact that... I got the opportunity to be on the front page of Twitch to promote House of the Dragon. A lot of fun. Me and Krista, the other Twitch streamer, she represented House Black. I represented House Green. We both played Fortnite together, and we had a kill run to see who can get the most kills. But we also argued for our houses. We argued why Team Green is the best. Team Black ended up winning.
Okay.
As far as the arguments, but kills, come on now.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. And yeah, I got a Twitch hit me up, and they asked, hey, we were thinking about sending a hairstylist to give you a wig so you can look very Valerian. And as soon as I got the opportunity, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I 100% am down for this.
No, you look good.
It was dope. Oh, it was a great experience, man.
For me, I'm just like, they should be casting you. I know how that goes, but also I'm just putting it out there that I would support it because you just...
If casting didn't put her as Ursula,
hey,
that whole live thing,
what color was the wig?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Valerian.
Look, I don't watch.
You
Game
have
Jones.
It? Did
it
you reach down
sick.
Like you had?
I should have.
Oh, I thought he. The way he reached down.
So you're doing wigs now.
Wait, she doesn't know what Valerian means.
No. So when I sent you that Hamilton wig, I'll watch that later.
Yeah.
So you gonna put that Hamilton wig back on?
Never.
Yes, thank you. Put it back on. Thank you.
Excited for House of the Hamilton. Dragon season 2. So make sure you guys get ready to go and tune on that. What?
I never finished Game of Thrones. It was so bloody.
Oh, it's bad.
It's worse.
Yeah. Oh,
it gets more bloody.
Wait, House of the Dragon is amazing. The last episode had me like, oh my god. You know, I remember I was hurt on the last episode.
Yeah, everyone was. Bro. Yeah, I was hurt. That's kind of for it to go out like that, and then here we are. We're back, and it's about to get worse. It's about to get worse. But yeah, man. So today's episode is all about the one and the only, the icon of cartoons, for sure, the Hall of Famer.
Oh, facts.
We got to talk about the one and only Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
Okay.
You got some work to do.
I have questions.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Who's going to keep singing?
Where are you?
Okay.
We need some help from you now.
You know, we got a mystery to solve. So Scooby Doo,
are you ready for your circle happy dance?
Don't hold back.
Really? You having a good time?
Scooby Doo, if you come through, you're going to have yourself a Scooby snack.
Y'all are brainwashed.
That's a fact.
It's not a good show.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Okay.
Where are you?
This is what we're going to do? Nobody tuning in.
And you're willing.
Okay, you ready? You're going to keep on going?
We can count on you.
Oh, my God.
Scooby-Doo, I know you'll catch that villain in it.
Yo, Scooby-Doo had a lot of fire theme songs. I don't know if we're going to get into that later, but if we don't, pup named Scooby-Doo was fire.
Oh, my favorite. That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one.
So call the coolest pup around. No,
Scooby.
Okay, I actually like that. I like that song. I can't even hate on that song.
Little Richard esque. It's so dope. Love that record.
Yeah, Freddy.
Wait, speaking of which, just because you just said that, did you know that that man sang the Magic School Bus theme song?
No, Little Richard did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That is wild. Bro.
I always loved it. He's like, could you hear that? You know, like those things in there.
He was in the studio having a blast, bro. He had to get that.
You know.
Yeah, man.
He's killing it.
Even the little tune that plays. Okay, so we have the intro, the first Scooby Doo cartoon. Mm-hmm. We have the intro, and then we get the title screen. No, the title screen of whatever the episode name title was. I love that. It got you ready for whatever the hell was getting ready to happen.
I think the show is whack, but the songs.
The songs be fire.
The songs are fire. The thing is, I'm going to call a spade a spade.
What's the new one? You know, the new one that's like.
No.
Dang it. Let's do Scooby Doo. We're coming after you. You gotta solve that mystery.
I don't know.
I see you, Scooby Doo.
No?
The trolley's back. Oh, it's Simple Plan.
It's so good.
It's good.
The only time that I watched Scooby Doo is when there was like, you know how like there would be certain times of windows when the only thing you could really watch was Scooby Doo?
Yeah.
That's the only time I watched it. So like for me, it's like as an adult, as an adult, I'm not watching Scooby Doo.
It still holds up.
It's still good.
Especially when I'm high.
We'll get into it.
Let's get into the history of it. Scooby Doo, a beloved animated franchise, first premiered in 1969 with the show Scooby Doo, Where Are You? Created by Hanna-Barbera. This series follows a group of teenagers, Fred, Daphne, Velma the Freak, and Shaggy, and their talking Great Dane Scooby Doo. Did you know that was his name? Together, they form Mystery Inc., a team dedicated to solving mysterious and often spooky cases. Each episode typically features the gang encountering a seemingly supernatural creature, only to reveal it was a human in disguise, using the classic line, "And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids."
Isn't that wild? So they can tell us the entire plot of the entire run.
If it weren't for those meddling kids.
Over the decades, Scooby-Doo has seen numerous iterations, including spinoffs, movies, and crossovers, maintaining its charm and humor while introducing new characters and settings. The show's blend of comedy, mystery, and memorable catchphrases has made it an enduring favorite, influencing generations of fans and pop culture alike.
Yes.
Ah, nothing like it.
Fire.
Yes, man. My first earliest memory of Scooby-Doo is actually from my mom. Mm. My mom told me that she's from Morocco. She used to run home from school just to catch Scooby-Doo episodes.
Aww.
Way over there in Morocco, bro. So to know that it had that impact even in a whole other country is really, really, that tells you something about it, Brendan. Yeah, it's not that bad, bro. I know you don't like it because what is your actual reason for not liking it?
You want to save that for the end? Or you
let's save that for the end. Yeah,
so I would like to read through just some of these real quick because there's a lot of iterations. There's a whole lot of movies. Like, the movies are probably some of the craziest
animated
things.
Films, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's we got, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yep.
Scooby-Doo Show. I'm just running through. We were talking about it earlier. There was a Richie Rich in Scooby-Doo Show.
Wild.
13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. A pup named Scooby-Doo.
Banger.
That one's probably my favorite iteration of the show. Then we got Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated. Be Cool Scooby-Doo. And then some of the movies were Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, which I feel like is one of... You never seen that one?
Is that the animated one?
Yes, it's animated, and they go to Louisiana.
I've seen that one.
Okay,
I haven't seen that
one. I will describe that in a second, because that's probably my favorite one. And one that's not on here is Ghoul School, which I think came out
that's
in 88.
That's my
I
shit!
I love Ghoul!
Every Halloween?
Yes, I watched it every Halloween.
Yo, Cartoon Network,
so good.
I loved it.
It's so good.
It is, it is.
Okay, so first I'm going to talk about Zombie Island. And so Zombie Island is the gang goes, and there's like all these missing people in Louisiana. So they go to New Orleans, and they're like, there's actual ghosts, Brennan. You'll like this one. There's actual ghosts there. I don't want to spoil it, because I feel like you're going to
How can you spoil something that's been out since when?
Huh?
How you
98. Well, yeah. I don't want to spoil it for Cleo because I feel like he's going to actually go watch it because you would really like this one.
I would like this
They're
one.
They're in Louisiana. They're eating crawfish. It's a lot. Ghoul School, because Brennan ain't seen it. It's Shaggy and Scooby go teach at this school, and it's monsters. They're the daughters of monsters. And so they are.
It's like Hotel Transylvania before Hotel Transylvania.
Or like, have you ever seen Monsters High?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that because they have the daughter of Dracula. They have the daughter of Frankenstein.
Daughter
they
of the
have
mummy.
The mummy. She's so cute.
She's nice, yes.
They have the daughter of the werewolves. And they're trying to, like, teach them sports.
Volleyball.
Yeah, because they're competing with the boys' school.
Yep.
So, yeah, but then also, like, people are trying to kidnap them.
Yeah.
Or something like that because of their parents.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's very, it's one of my favorite. I used to always rent that from Blockbuster. That's all down. I used to always rent that movie. That's one of my favorite movies. And then they do have the live action movies, which was the Scooby-Doo, and then there was Monsters Unleashed. After that, I didn't really see any of the other ones. Scooby-Doo the 2002 film is probably one of the most iconic films for live action because people consider that like some of the best casting ever for an animated show because it was Matthew Lillard,
yep,
who looks exactly like Shaggy.
Yep.
Then Velma was what's her face from Freaks and Geeks.
Yep.
Linda something for Velma. And
Freddie
then
Prinze Jr.
Freddie
for Prinze
Fred. Jr. for Fred. And then Sarah Michelle
Gellar.
And they're a couple, so that even gave more to the chemistry of the movie.
Yeah.
And then what's his face? Mr. Bean was in it.
Yes, he was.
Miguel A. Nunez Jr. was in it. You remember he was like the other creepy man.
Yeah.
The special effects weren't great.
No.
The monsters looked stupid.
Yeah.
But it was such a fun, it was just like a fun movie.
Yeah.
It was a really fun movie. I don't even want to talk about the recent stuff because Mindy Kaling really fucked up Velma. It's terrible. It's a terrible show. I will say the voice acting is good, but like the plot is terrible. I hate the animation. I don't like the direction of it. That's so rude. When you were talking about your World War II shit, nobody was yawning. When you was talking
well,
about...
World War II is an actual interesting thing.
To you.
Go ahead. Talk about the show that competes
I will
itself.
Continue. And so, yeah, so rude. That's why... Look at your board, and then you'll understand why I wrote that. So, yeah, I just feel like the 2023 version of... It was just really bad. So, yeah, have you seen it?
I have not.
Have
I've heard nothing
it?
But bad things about this show.
No.
Are you acting out because you're not being included? Because that's what
no,
you're...
No, there's nothing to include
we'll
me
we'll include
on.
You. So, Brennan.
Who's your favorite Scooby-Doo character?
He's acting out.
Who is my favorite Scooby-Doo character?
Right. Like, is there anyone that you can actually connect with? You're like, oh, that's a cool character. I would like to see more about them.
I like Scrappy.
Oh, you would. The one everybody
everyone fucking hates Scrappy.
I like Scrappy.
Everyone fucking hates him.
Scrappy fucking sucks.
That makes a lot of sense, bro.
This guy.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Why do you like Scrappy?
Because those are the only, the Scrappy one was the only one that I watched and was like, this ain't bad. It's like the one that has Scrappy in it. Because
he's an obnoxious asshole that tries to take all the stuff over?
Kind of. I don't know. Like, I just thought they were just more interesting. Like, because the thing is, I would say this is that, I'll give a little preview to my argument is that those are the only episodes that there was any form of character development at all, period.
Mm.
Because there is absolutely zero character development in any Scooby-Doo episode other than the Scrappy-Doo episodes. Scrappy actually learned shit.
No,
like, nobody else ever learns anything.
Diddy.
Ever.
Diddy.
I'm just saying. Oh, my point, okay. Okay. I mean, if you're going to say Diddy as if he didn't, tell me who did. Who developed as a character in Scooby-Doo
he
series?
He did not.
No, who did then?
No one did.
Ever,
no one did.
Right?
Including,
and how many years has it been out? The Uno was started since
1969. But
that's what makes it so valuable to people. There's absolutely nothing. There's a flat character development line because that's what we love to see in shows.
Yeah.
If an anime came out right now with a flat character development across the board for all the characters, nobody would fucking watch it.
No, anime-wise, no.
No, I'm just saying any kind of show came out. If you could put the new season of House of Dragon, all the characters stayed exactly as they are all the way through. Mm. Yeah, it's not. This is not good, is my point. Like, those are all things that I was naming are good things. This is not good.
To you.
So it's just not good content. It's not to good storytelling. You. It's just not good.
We get you, your opinion you. Is that you do not like Scooby-Doo at all.
Yeah,
I can just, understand
no,
that.
No, you asked me my favorite character. I was like, who's the most annoying fucking character? And I was like, oh, I know, Scrappy.
Scrappy.
Sucks. Yeah. Boss.
Do you have a favorite villain? Do you have a, like, what's the, ooh, to you, when I think of villains for me, I think of like, okay, the clown one.
The clown was so goddamn scary.
The weird space astronaut thing.
I know what you're talking about. That was weird.
Because it was like black and bluish kind of hue to him.
So whenever I think of like the villains, I always think of a pup named Scooby-Doo. Because they had the more colorful villains. You remember that cheese monster?
No.
It was like, he's in the like the opening of a pup named Scooby-Doo. But like, I think they defeated him by like dipping Scooby snacks in him. He was nice. Just like a big ass glob of cheese. I think he was my favorite one. But then it was like they had a mummy, yep, something that they were running from.
Did any villains win? Because that would be my favorite.
Nah, that's the kids always
figured
out.
Answer. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But when do villains win in children's shows?
Thanos won.
In children's shows.
I mean, there's not normally that many villains in children's shows.
There is, if you think about it. If we're talking Hanna-Barbera, right, just in general.
Well, yeah.
Johnny,
I mean,
Quest and them.
Yeah.
The Flintstones and the Jetsons.
Secret Squirrel.
Flintstones and Jetsons, like, those shows didn't have villains. They had, like, the boss. He's like, I guess a bad guy. I mean, he wasn't
evil. Well, in the movies, they had villains.
Yeah, I know, but my point being is, like,
well, if we're talking just Hanna-Barbera and we're talking just villains, Smurfs, Gargamel never won. Snorks.
Gargamel did win in the movie, actually.
Which movie did he win?
I remember seeing a movie where he won. Like,
what
did
he win?
Let me see this. Let me go. Keep
going. I would love
this
for you to Google that.
This is a thief and a fucking cobbler all over again.
It probably is.
So, the kelp dude didn't win. The Chang Bunch. So they had a whole lot of Scooby-Doo spinoffs. I don't know if that's one of the things we're going to talk about or not. But since we're talking about villains.
Yes.
Like, they all had the same villains because, like, Hanna-Barbera was just like, hey, we got this formula. We're going to do all this shit. So
replicate,
like,
it over and over again.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, remember God.
Jabberjaw.
Oh, God.
The Asian ones was the Chang. Can you look it up? Because I don't want to sound racist. But the show title sounded racist. It was like the Chang Chang Bunch or something like that.
It was not that.
I swear it was.
It was not that.
What is this we're talking about?
It was a Hanna-Barbera show that they based off of Scooby-Doo. And it was like the Chang. If you look up the Chang something, I promise it's gonna come up.
It wasn't that. You can just put Hanna-Barbera Asian cartoon. Just put Hanna-Barbera Asian family cartoon.
It was the Chang.
No.
And then they had like Hong Kong Phooey.
Which is, I can't believe that got a live
Hong
action.
Hong Kong Phooey. Wait,
they got a live action?
They got a live action movie.
I like the song, but I didn't like the show.
Yeah.
Magilla Gorilla. Wait, please, if you type, I'm telling you the Chang.
It wasn't that. Stop saying it out loud.
It was.
And just, hippie, if you could please Google.
These are Hanna-Barbera shows, so I'm scrolling down because I don't want to type in whatever she's saying.
So could you please type in Hanna-Barbera Asian family cartoon?
Okay.
I can't wait. I can't wait till y'all see that I did not make this up.
Please stop saying it out loud.
It was the Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan. I told y'all.
Look at Brittany's face.
I told y'all to not make it up.
Yo, the racism was so
real. The Amazing Chan, and all it was Scooby-Doo with just more kids.
That's a lot of kids.
You got a lot
Yo,
of
look at that
kids.
Animal. Look at the little, is that a cat?
Thank you.
Holy shit. Yo, I just thought of something very racist, but I'm not going to say
it. Oh, no.
How, are they all brothers and sisters?
Yeah, they're all brothers and sisters.
What, did
and
they
the
ever
dad,
show the parents?
That's the daddy.
The dad on the left?
I don't think
with
there
the blue?
Was a mom. Yeah. He was, and they used to like help him go on his detective quest.
How many kids was it? Can we count on
it? Was a lot.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine kids.
Nine
kids. And a
cat.
Oh,
man.
What's the first dude name? What?
Stanley, Susie, Allen, Ann, Tom, Flip, Nancy, Mimi, Scooter, and Chow, Chi Chow?
Choo Choo.
Chi Chi? I thought those were eyes on the line.
Hey, the oldest son kind of fine. His name Harry. Harry kind of fine.
Susie,
but yeah.
Get it.
So they had all these iterations.
Obviously, the underage, still oldest, and you want to give the box.
He
too.
Was grown.
Anyway,
that was a grown ass man. So yeah,
Mystery Inc. Have you ever watched Scooby Doo? Mystery Incorporated.
Is that the one where Velma and Shaggy were dating?
I think so. It was the most realist one. Like there was a lot of paranormal shit. Obviously, like that was the fake version, but like no, it was real with them. There was a owl that was like behind everything? You don't.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I was like in and out of that one.
I got really addicted to it. And I binged the shit out
of it. What's
it on? I binged it on some throwback websites. But yeah, I love.
He called them throwback websites.
He's like,
that's,
you know what I'm talking about.
Hilarious.
Yeah, because that's what it was.
I just found them, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, I paid for them. I paid for them, and I always pay for the content that
I
ingest.
But that one is like everybody's favorite one.
Yep.
Like from our that's generation.
It.
Yeah.
Because that one was hard.
They flipped it. Shaggy and Velma were dating. Fred was a little less stupid. He was still stupid.
Yep.
Daphne didn't get kidnapped as much.
Yep.
But yeah, it was this, but it was this weird, like, I was just watching a video on it, actually. It was like this weird kind of almost love triangle between, like Scooby was getting jealous because he was spending all his time
with Velma.
Yeah, it's 52 episodes.
You laugh at my face because it's just apathy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I told y'all it was going to be this episode. Like,
Velma or Daphne?
Ooh.
That's actually.
Yeah, I bet you like,
hold on.
Oh, wait, no, that's for lady.
If we're doing that, no, just jump right in.
Now?
Here we go. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's see. Smash, marry, kill. All right. We're going to do that with Scooby-Doo characters.
Okay.
Okay, so you got Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, Fred Rogers, Daphne Blake, and Velma Dinkley, which I always found very funny as her last name.
That is a funny last name.
Dinkley.
Okay.
But there's supporting characters you can throw in. Scrappy Doo.
Oh, I thought it was going to go each one.
No, you can pick from all of these. Smash, marry, kill. All
you right. I mean, to answer your question, I'm going to take Velma.
Everyone's taking Velma.
Well, there's a reason, though. Like, first and foremost, I tend to be more towards the sapiosexual side of things. I feel like a smarter partner is going to be able to understand how to better please. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, you might be the, you know, flashier, like, better looking partner in the space of, what's her name, Daphne. But she, you know, probably ain't that much fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's been stuck to Fred forever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. He probably ain't that much fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not that much. They're just like, all right, we're doing this again this evening. Yes, okay, all right. Assume the position because we're only going to have one.
Missionary.
Yes. We're going to be in that, and that's all it'll be. But if you bring Velma in there, she'll be like, all right, jinkies, I was learning some things. You know, like, let me show you what I've been reading up on. You know, like, I got some things that I brought. She has a little box, little toys and shit she be doing for mystery stuff. You know, pull up with the box. I want the box.
Okay, so we know you guys
see what
smashing.
I did there? I want the box.
Are you smashing or marrying?
Wait. Smash, marry, kill. So the smash would be Daphne, the marry would be Velma, and kill would be Scooby-Doo.
No!
I'd kill the fuck out of Scooby-Doo.
He's not allowed to say anything else for the rest of this episode. He
Why
can't
would you
do
kill
it.
The
he
dog?
Can't do that. Like that, like the notable sin of anything media, you can't kill the dog.
No, my
what does
God.
He want to do? Kill the damn dog.
Because then the show will be
villain?
Over. I'd be so
it
happy.
It would not. They'll just run it back. It'll be just Scrappy. And you'll be fucking happy.
That'd be way better.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
At least he'd have some form of fucking personality.
Yes, I'm disgusted.
I'm sorry. What's Scooby-Doo's personality?
You know,
hungry and scared.
No, helpful.
Hungry
loving,
and scared.
Caring.
Hungry and scared.
He's resourceful.
Hungry
that's
and scared.
That's how you know you don't watch the show. He'd be the one discovering shit. I don't know why this is the attitude I
hungry
have for this.
Hungry and scared.
But Scooby's actually one that saves him
snapping.
A lot of times.
I don't know why I have so much attitude right now.
I don't
now.
Know either, because you just tried to murder Scooby. It's these braids, too. You tried to murder Scooby.
Roxy, smash, marry, kill, and you can't put Chan's older brother on that list.
He was fine. Okay, so smash.
Ooh, this would be good.
Yeah, I'm a little, okay, squirrel back down. All right, okay, so smash the Harlem Globetrotters.
The whole team.
Hey, and the niggas on the bench. And the towel boy.
Hell.
And the water boy.
The ref, you can get it too.
They got handling skills.
Oh, my God.
Whoever they playing on the other side,
all
the opponents,
them.
Bring them in.
Everybody. Because I done smashed basketball and football players. Basketball players definitely smash better. Football players are way more aggressive. I like football player builds better. But basketball
what are we talking?
Players
what are we doing
cannot.
Right now?
It's my turn. You killed a dog. So, yeah. So, if I'm smashing, I'm going basketball. Whole team, I'll figure out which one. Who's on that Meadowlark Lemon?
Roxy. Roxy, I got to give it to you. Like, you are truly wild. Like, I don't know of many other people we could bring. I mean, I'm going to be more specific. I don't know of many other women we could bring on that say I'll smash that whole team of men.
Hey, I'm because I can. Like,
is this all the same? Is this all the same time or like?
I mean,
okay, please continue. Next.
That's too much.
Who you marrying if you're smashing?
You know
them?
That picture of that lady on.
Who
the
you marrying?
I am marrying who aggressive. I'm marrying Gomez Adams.
Hey,
yo, because he know how to treat a bitch.
He does.
He know. I was
very
I,
romantic
I am,
man.
Yeah, I'm very romantic. I feel like Gomez could handle me if he could handle Morticia, and I don't like death, but I'd be a lot. So I need a Gomez. He's very romantic.
He was on the show?
Hey, yeah. Isn't it kind of funny? It's like she would smash the entire basketball team, but expect romance from the man she marries.
Oh, my hoes romance me too. You think the Globetrotters ain't coming with roses? You can't. I'll take gifts when you come to my house. But yes, so go. You, hey, I call it a quest item. Ask my hoes. All right, so yes, I'm going Gomez. Y'all don't require men, whores. So yes. I'm going Gomez Adams. I want to be romantic and wined and dined. And he be giving it. He be putting it down. You can tell he eat the box.
Hey, chill
so
out.
If I have to
chill
kill
out.
Someone, let me talk. If I have to kill somebody, off top, it's not even a question. Scrappy dappy.
Wait, you came after me
dude.
For killing a dog, and then you
he
kill
ain't
a dog.
He a bitch, and let me tell you why.
Dogs are bitches.
Scrappy. Well, okay. So I get what you're saying. Like Scrappy was more entertaining, but Scrappy. Never did anything helpful.
Never.
He would fuck up everything.
Yep.
He would fuck up the mission. If we're talking the live action movie, he was the villain.
He was the villain.
He was kidnapping teenagers.
Yep. I disagree.
Okay? Taking their soul out and doing black magic. Okay?
Sounds like a you thing.
I do white magic. Okay, so Scrappy gotta go. Scrappy gotta go. He took the in-kind radiant. Was that movie or something else? The little diamond. He took that shit. Mm. And he took Mr. Bean's body over.
Yeah.
Cleo,
he a fucking villain.
Mm.
Y'all are terrible.
Smash. I'm going to smash all three of the Hex girls.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to marry.
Oh, so you over here taking on teams, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you giving all that shit. I'm taking on teams.
You feel me? Hey. We got that. I'm smashing the whole, the gothic rock band that appears in several episodes and movies. And I think they actually get turned into vampires in one of them.
I think so.
Yeah.
And aren't they doing something else with them? I heard.
A live action.
No, they, so could you pull it up? Because, and this is Velma, you remember I was telling you Velma be fucking up everything. They fucked up the Hex Girls.
What they do to the Hex Girls?
Look, in the new Velma.
Hex Girls Velma show?
Yeah, in the new Velma. They do not look. How they were looking.
Don't tell me they just aged them for the hell of it.
And then they aged them so poorly. Like, who is that?
Oh, wow.
So that's what you be smashing. Like, that's not even the same.
That's what you be smashing.
In 2024.
Yo.
But this is why I hate Velma, because it's not even that she's just older.
That makes
older.
Me so happy. Look at his face. Look at his face. They were bad in 1999. That? She's bad.
Why would they do this?
And to me, that pissed me off, not to get into a tangent, but acting like getting older automatically makes you ugly.
Yeah.
Because that don't even look like the same person. The face shape is different.
Skin tone completely
different.
The skin tone
is different. The body is different. Like, you just wanted her to not be attractive. Like, that's what I feel like was done in this art style.
Yeah. See, I remember them like that on the right. I remember that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no reason.
All right, well.
All right, wait. So
you're smashing the 99.
You smash,
version.
Who you marrying? Who you marrying?
I'm going to marry.
They got money.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Well, Daphne.
Rich Asian woman.
Yeah, I might go with Daphne Blake. Often portrayed as the fashion-savvy member of the group, she is also resourceful and brave.
Mm-hmm. Rich Japanese woman.
I will say in the movie she could fight. Remember she actually could fight.
Yeah, they did have her. Yeah, she like kicked someone. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Daphne as far as the marry and kill.
And her daddy bought the mystery.
Put him out of his misery.
Machine.
Scrappy dude, gotta go.
Let's go. Get him out of there.
You gave me shit for killing a dog.
No, you killed.
Hold
the
on,
dog.
I'm
you
talking.
You killed the dog.
No, no, you said
you
people.
The
you no,
dog.
You said it's taboo to kill dogs in general.
But you killed the
no,
dog.
No, but you said in general. You were speaking generalities about a dog as a whole.
Correct.
That's what you said, and then you turn around and kill a fucking dog.
Scrappy
ain't a dog.
Wow, y'all ain't shit.
Scrappy.
Neither one of y'all.
You know what I just realized? We always see Scooby walking on four legs until it's like a very comedic moment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When do we ever see Scrappy do walk on four
he
legs?
He ain't a dog. He a bitch.
I don't think we ever see Scrappy do walk.
No, yeah, he walks be like all that. Swole.
Scrappy lit, bro.
But then be getting his ass beat, pussy.
So, very, very quick question.
Your face
when
is
I
so
think
funny.
Of the Mystery Machine, right? An iconic vehicle in cartoon history. But is it cooler than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles van?
Oh, no. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to have to say no. Only it's not? Because it don't do nothing.
What don't?
It's just a fucking van.
Yeah, because the Ninja Turtles van didn't have like some buttons and weapons and shit
came out of it.
True.
Fly, do everything.
Yeah, Mystery Machine, I feel like it's stank in there. I know it's
but does it look, just the look of it.
Aesthetically, it looks better.
It looks better.
It looks better. But if I'm picking one, I'm going to Ninja Turtles van.
Okay.
But aesthetically, it looks, like I've seen one driving. I'm like, that shit looks fucking, that shit looks dope.
The Mystery Machine?
Yeah, they did the Vita van and turned it into. You know they're coming out with a new one.
The electric really? One.
Yeah, an electric one. We're actually, Transit might be working on the campaign for it.
Really?
Hey, we out here.
Yeah, I would love to be there with binoculars from this trailer. So just to see like this.
Jinkies.
Really cool. I'm going to put you in it. Now can you I said I'm going to put you in it.
Let's get it cracking. I'm there.
Can I be Scooby?
No. You That's can be funny. Fucking, what's her name? Ursula.
We got iconic phrases.
You can't afford that IP.
There's some, there's some iconic phrases from Scooby-Doo. You got Jinkies. You got Zoinks.
Yoink.
You've got Ruby Dooby. How does he say
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What is your favorite one? What's your favorite you catchphrase?
My favorite catchphrase is, what's the outro song?
No, what is the outro song that plays? Is it,
yeah, I think it's just Scooby Doo again. Yeah. Well, one of them was like, hey, Scooby, we're over here.
No, y'all remember like there would be like the Hanna-Barbera thing, that sound that would happen at the end of the episode?
Bing.
Yeah, that was my favorite
Bing.
Part.
Oh, what an ass.
That was okay, my favorite part. Y'all went all in on that too.
Yeah, I give you that one.
I got another question for you guys. If you could join Mystery Inc. just for a day,
ooh,
what kind of mystery would you like to solve and what role would you play in the team?
I'm beating somebody's ass. That's what I think was missing. Nobody's getting their ass beat. We would have solved
was getting
their
ass beat by the traps that Fred kept setting. But that was what he was. Yeah. He was a big, his whole thing was like making traps.
You're right, and they that were like these super convoluted traps. And then Daphne dumbass would get caught.
Yep.
And then Velma would lose her glasses. And then Shaggy and Scooby would always solve the crime unexpectedly because they would be running around scared. And I love when they would run in and out
the doors.
Oh, I love it.
I think I have a good episode. I have a good idea for an episode, all right?
Go for it.
So mine's going to be a little bit like, you know, so this will be a little more live action, a little bit more gory kind of thing. Like, I want to go in that direction, okay? So let's just imagine that. So let's say, like, Saw meets Scooby-Doo. I want to be the fucking villain.
Case closed.
I want to be the villain. And I want to be able to bring the Scooby-Doo team into the house of my villainy. And they will be forced into a space of either they develop as humans and character as characters, or they fucking die.
And
that would be amazing to be able to see them like being forced into like, all right, now, you know, Fred has to be like, all right, I actually have to make a good decision. Like, maybe we don't split up this time. You know what I'm saying? When we're into a walk into a dangerous situation, or you know, or you know. You know what I'm saying? Or Daphne is just like, you know what, Fred? I can actually see what you're trying to do here to get these cheeks. Let's actually talk about that. And what's our long-term plan?
They did.
Like, let's actually, you know, like, I mean, my point being is I want to see something new coming from these characters.
They did. You know, well, if you watch the movies, you would have because they
That's
do
one of the
have,
biggest.
See, here's the thing.
The biggest knocks on the original shows.
Okay. Is that, original, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the vast majority of the content associated with Scooby-Doo, like 90% of it, they're all the same characters all the way through, like I said earlier in this episode.
But that's not, if you go back and look at the comprehensive list that Hippie made, there's a lot of other Scooby-Doo content.
And the thing is.
And I understand.
Yeah, but that all happened like post like, year 2000.
But
the show came out in 1969.
But you weren't even alive. So there was so much
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's so much stuff coming out.
For you to consume.
So hold on. Hear me out. So that's what you asked. I'm answering his question.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I would want to be the villain in a Saw house, and I want to let these motherfuckers develop as characters, and if they don't, they die. That's what I would
But
like
they to. Always win, though. So you're going to, they're not going
to
die.
Now, somebody has to.
They're not
going to.
They're not, apparently, then the thing is, worst case scenario, I win anyway because they develop as characters. It's a better show. I'm so happy. Because the original thought I had was like, how do I make them, how do I make the, like, the mystery is going to be like, how do we make this show actually good? And then I was like, the show would be significantly better if they developed as characters. So what can I do to make that fun?
Which they do in the
Saw. So if they
iterations.
Do develop, if they do develop, then I win.
Then you win.
If they don't develop, I win as well.
I get that.
Because they did.
Don't ask him no more questions.
I would love to hear your answer for this. But Hippie, can I ask for a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please Google the Venture Brothers Scooby-Doo?
Oh, God. I love Venture Brothers.
Did you see when they did their
no,
parody
I didn't.
Of that?
No.
That's what. So everything you're describing
they did
is
that?
What yeah. they the characters ended up becoming. The Groovy Gang. Yep. Can we go, not that one, not that one. I would want you to play one of them at least because Fred threatens Shaggy.
Mm-hmm. That is one right there. One that one. Parody? Yeah, that one. Yeah, do that one.
Go for it. Yes.
So as I was saying, there's so much more Scooby-Doo than that one iteration that came out in 1969, which was just, oh, I'm adorable.
Nice.
Which was just one season. You know, it's been going on for, what, 50 years at this point? There has to have been some character development because it's been going on for 50 years.
For 50 years.
But Brennan would know because he stopped watching it in 1969 when he wasn't born.
Dang, dig this. Looks like some sort of secret abandoned military base.
Patriarchal White Pig Square's nest.
Far out, Val, but something's fishy in the state of Denmark. I can feel a mystery coming on.
Ted, you said I could see my parents.
This was on the way, Patty.
We've been driving to my parents' house for 10 years. You promised.
Patty, being out of your box isn't a right. It's a privilege. Baby, you don't want to go back in your box, do you?
No.
Wow.
Oh, is that not what you want?
No, this is great.
Wait for it.
Please, Ruth, just say something to him. Say a hi or anything, just so they'll believe me.
Not here to talk to them. You are the hand chosen by the master.
No.
Yours is the veil of blood. Yours is the sword of Michael.
Come on, Sonny. Mystery.
You're mystery man. I'm sick.
Sonny, bet you'll come out for some groovy treats.
Character development enough for you?
Yes.
I
would love this
on
show.
On YouTube where it's like a murderous one. Have you seen that one? Mm. I think it's by... I don't even remember who it was by.
Oh, man. I got to go. I'm going to go watch that Adventures.
It's a crazy episode.
There's a lot of Scooby-Doo parodies because there's a basis for it, and then you can grow off of that because it's an iconic show. So what was your
question to you is, if you were in a mystery ink for a day, mm-hmm. what mystery would you solve? What kind of mystery? And also, what would your role be in it? You already said you're going to beat somebody's ass.
Beat somebody's ass. But I definitely want one of the ones where they like, because whenever they would find some money or be money involved, they never got the money. Like, now y'all finna pay. Also, I feel like they should have been paid because they were hired to solve these crimes, right?
No.
They were.
They like, were just well, running around shit and getting nosy.
In a pup named Scooby-Doo, they were hired. Yes. Remember, they were like, we hiring, da, da, da. I don't know if in the other ones, yeah, I think they were just being
fucking
being
nosy,
weird.
Yeah.
But in a pup named Scooby-Doo, they were hired. So I would want to be a pup named Scooby-Doo, but nice. As an adult, because I want to get paid, and then I would be the enforcer. I'm being like, where's the ghost? Because as we know... They're not real people. I mean, they're not real ghosts. They're people.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling that bitch with the bat, taking out the knees, and we taking mask off of top.
Okay.
Mystery solved quick. We getting bread.
All right. A couple fun facts for you guys. Scooby's full name, if you didn't know, Scooby-Doo's full name is Scoobert.
And he has a family.
That's an absolute wonderful name.
Velma's glasses, my glasses, I can't see without my glasses, was inspired by the fact that her character frequently loses her glasses, adding to relatable and humorous element to her character. I mean, we get that.
I thought it was going to be, that's what I thought.
Maybe the actress kept losing them. Guest stars, which I absolutely love. This has a variety of guest stars over the years, including many real-life celebrities and fictional characters from other franchises, such as Batman and Robin, the Addams Family, mm-hmm. and the Roxy Hayes Gangbang All-Star Group, the Harlem Globetrotters. Brennan,
that's
did you know that?
Crazy.
Did you know that they also were in that?
Can you read number nine?
Number nine. Let's start number nine.
Also, John Cena.
The character Scooby-Doo was introduced in 1979 to
No,
Bruce Ray.
The character who?
The character of Scrappy-Doo
Thank you.
Was introduced in 1979 to boost ratings, and his addition helped save the franchise from cancellation.
That's crazy.
No, no,
wow.
No.
So he saved him. So Scrappy saved Scooby-Doo from being canceled, but y'all killed him.
No,
not what happened.
I'm just saying, it literally says it right there.
He was brought in to do that, just how it happened in like the Brady Bunch, how they brought Oliver in to boost ratings and it ended up getting canceled.
No. It didn't say that. It says... The character of Scrappy-Doo was introduced to boost ratings, and his addition helped save the franchise from cancellation. That's what it says. You're over here just like adding other shit, other shows, other examples.
No, that's called comparison.
That just says Scrappy helped save the franchise from cancellation. Just want to point out that y'all killed that motherfucker. That's all I want to say.
And it's crazy.
Both of y'all killed Scrappy.
And yet the franchise is still thriving.
Because Scrappy.
With no Scrappy-Doo.
Back in 1979, this is not the same show
in
1979. Okay.
We didn't need him.
Didn't need him.
Okay.
We didn't need him.
This guy.
Pop culture parody. Scooby-Doo has been parodied and referenced in numerous other TV shows and movies such as The Simpsons, Family Guy, Supernatural, underscoring its influence on pop culture.
They had a Supernatural crossover.
What?
Yeah.
Animated one?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to Kripke. Okay, let's get into this debate. Everyone is very passionate about where they stand as far as Scooby-Doo, including me. But I got to be honest, Brennan stands on an island alone, but has a lot of facts that he's putting up. Mm-hmm. Solid arguments. So I'd like for this debate to go down. Scooby-Doo is not trash. Roxy, you can take the affirmative side. Brennan, please take the negative side. And we'll let the ladies go first.
I'd argue my side's affirmative.
So I have...
No, you got 2 minutes.
So just so there's rules, yes, we have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Each, and then there's 1 minute to counter.
Yes.
Okay.
You get to counter.
Okay. So... Scooby-Doo is not trash. Let's start with facts. Let's get feelings out of this. Let's get feelings out of this. Scooby-Doo has been going on for 50 years. What's that, 5 decades? Something that's lasting for 50 years simply...
She hasn't even said anything yet.
Cannot, excuse me, is it your time? That's not how debates work. Thank you, Judge, please, can you silence?
I've made sure to give you your time.
All right, so... Nothing can last 50 years and be considered trash. For it to have this amount of longevity, someone has to be watching this. Now, if we look at the numbers, Scooby-Doo is one of the top animated series of all time.
Yes.
It is. It's definitely up there. It has spawned spinoffs. It has spawned movies. It has spawned merchandise. It has spawned bitches. So I would just like to say Scooby-Doo's not trash. Now... What my opponent will like to say is Scooby-Doo is trash because it's formulaic, right? But if we look at the time period in which the show came out, all of those shows, especially Hanna-Barbera shows, were formulaic. You got to think. They were not coming on every day. They were coming on weekly. And people just wanted to be able to sit down and watch something with their family. However, the shows that came after that were not all formulaic. We have Mystery Inc., which showed... a different side of the relationship between the characters, a multitude of different characters. So I believe that Scooby-Doo is not only not trash, one of the most iconic shows of all time, and I don't even need the full time because I'm correct. I will go ahead and pass it over to the negative Nancy. Oh, I got more seconds? Yo, now I'm finna fire Brennan ass up. You know what he don't like? Motherfuckers running around having fun with their friends. That's why he don't like the show and the motherfucking dog. He like, oh, it's a dog talks? That's not logical. How dare a cartoon have fun? Because that's what the fuck this boils down to. It is fun, it is whimsical, and it is quirky, and Brennan don't like that shit. He want them to, let's solve the actual mystery. It's fun.
And time.
Time's up.
Time.
That was funny.
And Brennan, your rebuttal.
So I like to present my opening argument. I'm not going to rebut that bullshit. So my opening argument, I have 9 points on my opening argument because this show did come out during a time period when there were some formulaic shows, but during that same time period, you had shows like The Jetsons and Flintstones that were not as formulaic by any stretch of the imagination as Scooby-Doo. So let's go through my 9 points. First and foremost, repetitive plot structure. I'm not against repetitive plot structures because, you know, Phineas and Ferb is one of the best shows of all time, in my opinion, when it comes to repetitive plot structures. It's incredible. It's funny. It's amazing. What they do with it every single time is creative. There's almost nothing creative about Scooby-Doo to the point where you have the same exact lines in every single episode that they call now iconic, but it's just like, no, that's just because it was in every goddamn episode that came out during a time when creativity apparently wasn't the thing to do. And so point being is that the plots are so repetitive that I can tell you the entire plot, as you guys did in the beginning of this episode today, the entire plot of every single episode of the show for almost 30 years in 2 sentences. I don't give a fuck about a show that has that type of a plot because it's not worth watching because I already know what happens and I already know how it happens. Character development, not a single, that's plot number, point number two. Almost nobody is developed in that plot in any way, shape, or form. Like the characters don't develop at all. Number three, simplistic themes. It's very good versus evil. There's no depth to that shit in any way, shape, or form. There's just like absolutely binary ass shit. The humor is not fucking funny for the most part because it's the same thing over and over again. It's just not funny. Occasionally, like the guests will bring in something like the celebrity guests they bring in might have a funny moment or some shit, but really not so much. Animation quality compared to the other shows during that time, trash. It's like repetitive as fuck, not that great. Like I can almost name any other cartoon during that time pretty much has better animation quality. The lack of cultural sensitivity. There's a bunch of racist shit in Scooby-Doo, if you didn't know. If you go back and watch it, it's pretty fucked up in a lot of different ways. But y'all not going to think about that when you're talking about how great it is forever. And then one of the biggest knocks against it is that they put merchandising over the quality of the show. Mm. They did this as a purely capitalistic show, and they've kept it going simply because it makes money, because people like what it looks like in the space of what they can get, like their little, was it the van, the mystery machine, and shit like that. Mm. So there you go, 9 points.
Okay. I would like my minute.
1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute on the clock.
Here we go.
First, I would like to say I'm so glad at how prepared you were for this show. Let me go ahead and knock these points out. One of the things that I'm just going to start off with is Brendan is saying there was no character development, there was no growth in the show. However, Brendan has admitted throughout this podcast that he's only seen the first iteration of Scooby-Doo. If Hippie would please scroll up, there have been a multitude. If Hippie would kindly scroll up, there have been a multitude of not only shows but movies that do show not only the character development that you crave, but also the action that you're saying is lacking from the Scooby-Doo franchise. If we are to look at the live action movie off top, there is character development. There is a difference in the formula that has been broken because at the beginning of the movie, the Scooby-Doo gang breaks up. They go in their own separate ways and they come back together having grown as people because this is years later. We're seeing them not only as different people, but in different circumstances as they go to Spooky Island. Now, to counter your other points, to compare the animation to some of the other shows, as you mentioned, the Jetsons, goddammit, and the Flintstones were all Hanna-Barbera and had the exact same animation. Can I get 2 minutes? Thank you.
No, that's it. You get 1 minute.
That's it.
Brendan full of shit. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Just to rebut what you said is when you have an intellectual property that exists for 50 years, of course you're going to get iterations that have differences in it. You have to. You just absolutely have to. But even within those iterations, it's still not even close to as good as any form of original thing that's come out during those same time periods. Show me another show that's been around for as long that has as little character development or as little plot structure differentiation in that amount of time. It just doesn't exist. Like, the only reason that Scooby-Doo has persisted through culture in the way that it has is because it's just been fucking around, and it was in places that we didn't have a chance. Like, it's been around since we only had 3 fucking channels. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, people watch Scooby-Doo and know what it is because they didn't have a choice to watch anything else. Mm. And so, for me, just because it's there doesn't mean it's good. It just means that it was there. And now we have that embedded in our brain that there is this show that we now have recognized intellectual property that they merchandise and make money off of us because of it. And it doesn't mean that it's fucking good. There's almost nobody that's going to be like, oh, my God, what's the greatest content that's ever been made? Scooby-Doo? That doesn't exist. Nobody will say that because it's not.
Okay. All right. Well... I leave it to the chat. I leave it to the chat.
To the chat. You said you would judge. I still want to know what your opinion is. I need to know what your opinion is.
He's because an impartial judge.
Who made a better argument is the opinion. Not what is the actual.
Listen, you both did an incredible job.
She didn't do shit.
At defending your side.
Oh, because I didn't do my notes, my homework.
And I respect both of your opinion on
this. Thank you, impartial judge.
So I would ask that the chat make sure you guys vote in the chat who you think had the better argument. As far as this debate in regards to
Scooby-Doo. So why does it say Cleo is the judge?
What it really meant
you're not
Cleo
judging.
Is
you're just literally sitting
here.
It says the word judge next to Cleo's name.
I didn't write that title for myself.
He did not.
I did not.
You didn't write most of the other shit, but you said it.
I didn't write judge.
Why so mad at Cleo?
I don't know.
He don't want to give the answer because he knows I gave a better argument.
All I'm saying is everyone in the comments,
make you feel better,
in the chat, we leave it to you guys to be able to come and let us know what you think.
The chat is the judge. Read it, Brennan. Cleo, I think you did a great job as
thank
moderator.
You so much. Thank you so much. You're welcome. I do want to say thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the How to Nerd podcast. This was a great episode talking about Scooby-Doo.
I really enjoyed it.
I thoroughly did not enjoy it.
So much fun. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. And we have some merch, so you can click in the description. Linkpop.com/howtonerd to get all things How to Nerd merchy. If you have any topics that you'd like for us to discuss in future episodes, feel free to let us know in the comments below. We have been your host, Cleo Thomas, aka Mrs. Slick Living.
Roxy Hayes.
And Brennan Edwards.
And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
He's so mad.